good to get back together. We're in the midst of a lot of details, and yet we're also at a point that brings us back to a lot of major issues. Particularly Siman Tzadi Dalid, Sif Vav. Hopefully we'll have a chance to step back afterwards to Sif Hay as well. So we're in the midst of, as we began to see over the last couple of weeks, Siman Tzadi Dalid as a whole is sort of almost a flow chart of how you deal with different kitchen mix-ups. And slowly, factor by factor, ticking off, is it the Ben Yomo, is it a Ben Yomo, is there a Pitzel B'Shishim, is it not Pitzel B'Shishim? And the first half of the Siman was dealing with at least different variations in the basic theme of Kav Choleves in the Kedera Shabasa. I have a milchika ladle, I stick into a Fleisher pot, or vice versa. So yeah, then so the first half of the Siman goes through thinking through whether or not you have shishim, how do you deal with it? You have shishim, how do you deal with your own shishim, and thinking about the role of ben yomo versus e ben yomo and how things play out in each of those situations. When we turn to Sif Hay introduces a whole new complexity that perhaps we'll come back to later on. Sif Vav. Sivav now switches us from thinking about where you stick the wrong type of switching from thinking about the sticking a milchik ladle into a fleshik pot, fleshik ladle into a milchik pot. If the vehicle that gets stuck in, instead of being a kli with the wrong type of blia, what do you do if it's a piece of food with the wrong type of blia? Rather than a milchik ladle, how about if it's milchik spaghetti? How about if it's milchik broccoli? How does that play out? And that's the scenario that the Shulchan Aruch talks about. I have vegetables that had been cooked in fleishiks, now they end up in a milchik pot. So that's the scenario we're going to take a look at. Before we get to that particular scenario, I want to take a step back for a moment. It's an issue that I think will help get us into some of the discussion here. It strangely does not appear directly on the page of Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah raises it somewhat. There's a long shach here that tells you, but if you look at the Torah has this great question. And it's a question that I think will get us thinking about a lot of the issues. And the question is, how do you deal with the Ben Yomo clock? And this is something that comes up in a lot of context. So we know, we've come across this a number of times the last couple of months. I have a tray for kli, and I cook kosher food in the tray for kli. What happens to the food? Is the food not tray as well or not? I say, well, I definitely have a vector that's pushing the flavor in? Yes, I have the heat. Is it bitul b'shishim? Let's figure it out. Let's assume there's no bitul b'shishim. Big pot, small amount of food. So I have a flavor in the tray for flavor in the pot. It's getting driven into the food through the force of heat. What can save me? So the Gemara in the end of the Vodazara says, well, the one thing that can save me is how old is the blia in the pot? If the blia has been sitting in the tray for blia has been sitting in the pot for more than 24 hours, so then if the tray for blia has been sitting in the pot for more than 24 hours, at that point it's a nosen tam lufgam. I assume it's been sitting so long in the charsus akadera that the flavor is ruined, the metallic or earthy flavor of the pot gets into the food flavor. So yeah, there will be a tray for food flavor that's emerging into the spaghetti or chicken soup, whatever it is you make in the pot. But I said, no, it's the time of gum. So l'chatchila, I shouldn't do midrabam. I'm not allowed to use the pot without kashrin. But if I did, I didn't iser maisa, but the food remains kosher because there's no iser created yet, but it was a nosen tam lufgam. How do I measure ben yomo versus e ben yomo? So we already saw some time ago the most basic question is, well, how long? What period of time? And we assume, like the Rovi Shonim and Tosfos, that we're looking at 24 hours. We don't care about overnight versus not overnight, we care about 24 hours. But how do you measure the 24-hour clock? Can you ever restart the 24-hour stop clock? What would be the din if I had a pot and I used it for tarfus on a Monday evening, and then Tuesday lunch, I boil spaghetti in the pot less than 24 hours later. Okay, so the spaghetti is trash. Good. Now I use the pot again for, I said we used it Monday night for tarfus. I used it Tuesday lunch for less than 24 hours later for a spaghetti, and then I used it Wednesday morning for another pot of spaghetti. So now Wednesday morning, we were planning to have lasagna Wednesday night. I didn't have the no-cook lasagna, so I had to actually boil the lasagna on a Wednesday morning. So is that lasagna, Treif? What would you say?
I'll take a guess, yes.
Yeah, why?
All right, Mishnah.
Okay. I said it's a guess.
Okay, fair enough.
It has to do with whether the clock restarts or not.
Well, yeah, right? Yeah. In other words, it's been more than 24 hours since it was Balei Tarfus, but the question is, does the Tuesday boiling of spaghetti restart things? How about if I used a kosher kitchen, no tarfus? I use a pot Wednesday night. I use a pot Monday night to reheat chicken soup, and then Tuesday lunch I use a pot to boil spaghetti, and now I use it on Wednesday morning. Is the pot still ben yom or fleishix? I use it for milchix on a Wednesday morning. Use it for fleishix on Monday night. Use it for power for spaghetti on a Tuesday day, less than 24 hours, and then again less than another 18 hours, and use it for milchix. So what would you say?
What kind of milchix?
The real deal.
Real milchix, not like some.
Yes, I boiled milk for my gourmet hot chocolate on Wednesday morning. I was looking for a saucepan that the rest of the cookbook called for, and alas, I have no saucepan. I just decided to go rogue and take out the chicken soup pot. So normally you say, well, I had fleishigs Monday night, and it's been more than 24 hours until Wednesday morning. So I didn't have to draw a bun. I shouldn't use a fleishigs pot for milk. Okay, but the milk is kosher. The question is, in between, it got used for something power, midday Tuesday. So does that restart the clock now? I even think.
Is it a Matthias question? Meaning, like, it's noticing how much gum is in Matthias' point, right? But after 24 hours, it becomes spoiled. Then you just have to know whether or not heating it up again undoes the spoiler.
Yeah, so that's it. So what's the dynamic? So part of the dynamic is going to be, well,
beforehand, it went up a little, but it was the wrong number. Here, it just went down.
It pops out into the water on Tuesday, and then it pops back in. Popped out and popped back in.
No, but we're saying the difference of Isser versus an Isser. And did Basser, Isser comes from what we talked about last week. Basser did all of or Basser did all of? It's not really Basser Vichalov. It's Basser Vichalov. And therefore,
Givaldic. So Eric raises an important point. So going back to basics, this takes us back to Siman Sada Beis. This takes us back to the foundational sugya of Tipas Chalav and Siman Sadi Vav Maseches Chulin. I have a little bit of milk falls into a pot of chicken soup. So if it's batel mishishim, batel mishishim, there's no taste, there's no tam chalav, everything remains plain chicken bar. But if it's not batel mishishim, if it was, I have a pot of chicken soup and a cup of milk fell in, it's not, it's a 1 to 20 ratio, whatever it is, 1 to 30 ratio, not batel mishishim, there is going to be dairy flavor in the chicken soup. Unless you even make it a meat soup, so you're talking with real batel mishishim. So I say, look, I have a pot of soup now. let's say
right.
I take a scoop of the trefa soup and I pour one scoopful, one ladleful into another pot of meat soup. So what happens to the second pot of meat soup? I wouldn't want bitzel b'shishin. If I have bitzel b'shishin, I'll be safe. If not, not. What does bitzel b'shishin mean? I need to have the second pot of soup has to be shishin connected what? I would have thought the amount of milk in the first, right? Because that scoop that I took out of the first pot, it's rove meat soup and a little bit. It's a 4%, 5% to milk. So I should have said, look, now you dump it into the second pot. So as long as the 5% of milk, how much? A few teaspoons of milk in the ladle, that's getting bottled, and all you're not going to taste it's getting bottled, and you know, a whole big pot of soup. So that was the sugya tzadi vav. We don't say that. We say, and this goes back to what Eric was saying, once you have that your first tray for pot of soup, I don't say, well, it's a little bit of milk and a lot of meat, and if I get it somewhere else, so as long as I'm a bottle of the milk, I'm safe. No. The milk will be bottled, but the tray for meat soup is not being bottled. Once the milk falls into meat and they cook together in the first pot, chaticha nasas nevela. The whole thing becomes, it's not that it's 5% milk. It's 100% tray. The fusion of milk and meat, the fusion of basar v'chalav, it now creates a new gufa isser. It's 100% tray. Milk falling into meat is not merely like treif falling into kosher. Everything is treif. Everything is treif. That's what we call chaticha nasas nevela, chanan for short, ches no nun, chaticha nasas, the whole piece of, you have a piece of meat, you have a chaticha meat that absorbs milk. The meat itself became a shtick tamfa. It's not just that it has a blia of milk we have to contend with, and if I throw it to other meats, the blia of milk will become bottle. No, but the piece of meat is in and of itself inherently treif, and I need shishim against the whole piece. Or in the case of the soup we were talking about, so if I have a scoopful, a ladleful of the first treif of soup gets poured into a second pot of erstwhile kosher meat soup, I need shishim in the soup connected the entire ladleful. Not just connected the teaspoons of milk, I need connected the whole cup of soup. So if I have such a big second cauldron of soup, it's my bottle. All the soup that fell in, the milk and the meat, to them, in Hanami, and about the position. The Chatichanas and the Veil, the meat soup itself, the first part of meat soup itself, the meat shabo, became treif. I need to move to both the basar and the chav. That's the principle of Hanam. That's muskim l'chalves. Muskim l'chalves. Here's a question, though, and this was already adjudicated in back in Sibin Sadi days. This is a machlokas rishon. How about if it's not that the milk fell into meat soup? How about if it was that lard fell into? I had chicken soup, and lard fell in. Tarfus. Chazir.
Why is that so?
Or, I don't know, I had chicken soup, and there was a piece of boar's head salami, beef salami, but the boar's head is nevela, absolutely treif. Not treif for nevela, but yeah, okay, Yiddish, treif. So a chunk of treif of flesh fell into my chicken soup. So I fish out the treif of flesh, but my say it wasn't about the b'shishim, it gave treif of flavor into the chicken soup. The chicken soup is treif.
So let's say,
and now I take a scoop of the chicken soup and I pour it into chicken soup number two.
Now what? Right. And then it's only
you just need to move out of the tarfa shabo, or need to move out of the whole scoopful. Right. So say chaticha nasas nevela when on the chicken soup. It wasn't milk that film, it was chazir. So this is the famous Rabbeinu in Hilchos Purim. The famous Rabbeinu Ephraim is about drinking Purim, and in the Hilchos Bas Bechala,
without my permission. So it's worth more now. Right,
but we accept. The famous Rebbeinu Ephraim is this position. Rebbeinu Ephraim is of the opinion that we don't say Hanan b'shar isurim. We only say Hanan b'as b'chal. We don't say Hanan. We don't say Hanan when it comes to actual nevela in soup or treifa in soup or behemoth tamei in soup. It's only bas, something unique to b'as b'chal. And Rebbeinu Tam disagrees. Rebbeinu Tam says no. You can say Hanan b'shar isurim as well.
Right.
You look back in some insider base, so the Bezos race starts lining up who agrees with whom.
To the colors yet. That's the next thing.
Who agrees with whom? The Rashba and the Rambam agree with Rabbeinu Ephraim, that Hanan, Chatichon, so there's something unique, Shabbat Sebacholam, and the Ran floats the possibility of Harbi Otas, that we should be worried about Chanan Bishari Sur. In Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber follows the Rambam, the Rashba, and Rabbeinu Ephraim. Chanan is only Bas Mechalov. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, even Bishari Sur. If you want, you can take a peek. You have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you. You can take a peek and sim inside of Bez. Turn back a few pages. Sim inside Bez, if Dalad. Shulchan Aruch says, La'amru chaticha nas in the Vela, El of Bas Mechalov. Bishari Sur, not. Kazayis of Chalev, that's so confusing. Why do you pick Chalev? I don't know. Chalev looks like Chalev, unless you have that Nikudis. The Kazayis of Chalev falls into Chadicha, so then that piece of meat then falls somewhere else. I only shishim against the whole piece, first piece of meat, I only shishim against the Chalev Shebo. That's the position of the Shulchan Aruch, aligned with Rabbeinu Ephraim. And the Ramah says, no. Yesh orim demirim b'chola isurim chaticha nasis nevela v'chein ha-minik pashat v'ein l'shanas. Boom. So the Rambam, excuse me, the Shulchan Aruch, passes like a Rambam and a Rebbeinu Ephraim, that Chanan is only bas b'chalav. The Rambam passes like a Rebbeinu Tam, that there's even Chanan b'shari isurim. What's the logic? What's the logic? So the Rajba explains, the logic of Rebbeinu Ephraim, of the Shulchan, of the Rambam, of the Shulchan Aruch, is about what Eric was saying before. Chanan means that the whole thing is treif. It's not an abstract random chiddush. It's definitional to what basar b'chalav is. Basar b'chalav is the fusion of basar and chalav. When they share flavors with one another, when they mingle flavors via bishul, they are. A single new unit for bas b'chalav. That was the Rav Nosef. Basar b'chalav is actually cooked, not just meat and milk side by side, but meat and milk together, blended, fused into one, actually with a vav. Basar and chalav, basar b'chalav. But basar b'chalav, this is a new item. So that's why the cupful of milk that fell into the pot of the meat soup, the whole thing is now asar. Masha ain't okay, the Rajma says. A cupful of lard falls into my chicken soup, so that's a mixture of isar and heter. It's not all isar, it's chicken soup, Elamai, practically speaking, not like eat the chicken soup because it's intermingled with lard. But you really have a blend of isar and heter. As a matter of fact, we shouldn't point out, even if I had a cupful of basar b'chalav that falls into like that second pot, basar b'chalav that falls into part of the soup. So, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you also don't say Chanan. Chanan is when you have basar b'chalav together, but if I have a scoop of basar b'chalav that falls into vegetable soup, so according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that's Isser and Heter. Isser happened to be basar b'chalav, but the broccoli soup didn't become a part of basar b'chalav. It's broccoli soup that's nivla with the flavor of basar b'chalav. Sort of an interesting paradox. So that's, again, that's what Rashba says. The position of Rabbeinu Ephraim is fundamental. It's just an application of the definition of basar b'chalav. And what the Rambam,
I basically stole your tzemach.
If basar b'chalav fell into meat soup, so then
dark blue kind of thing, or was that good materials, bad materials, same color?
So the answer is that if I recall correctly,
well, that's an interesting question. I believe, if I remember correctly, so it depends. If I need to rely on Chanan, that is, if the tam chalav is batel, so then I don't think you say Chanan a second. I don't think you say Chanan squared. I don't think so, because right, you can't say that the chalav is fusing with the new basar. Right. Unless, that is, if you don't need to rely on Chanan, in other words, if there's so much chalav in the scoop of Chalav falls in, that even the chalav itself is not possible to shoot. So then, yes, so there's no difference. And then the new meat, the second meat soup is also fusing with the tam chal. I can ignore the vehicle of the meat soup is not being served as a vehicle. But once the meat soup is served as a vehicle, and you know, absent the meat soup, the taku yibitzel, absent the first meat soup, the yibitzel, yes, then I believe you wouldn't say double chanan. Right, but that's the way the logic plays out. Yeah.
In other words,
that's the way the chazan plays out. That's the position of Rabbi Ephraim, also the Raj for the Rambam, but that's known as Rabbi Ephraim. There's no Chanan B'Shar Yisur.
I have to give you back.
It's the only one's Basar and Chal of Blood is today. And Rabbi Tam says no. That's the Mechar Pasach of Rabbi Ephraim. And the Ramon Simtzai Be'ez Pasach is like, that no, we are concerned with. With Chanan v'Shar Yisur, what's the logic there? So the standard approach is that of the Ran, who says we agree in principle with Rashba, and this is an extension midrabanan. Chanan daraisa is only Rashba. That's what the Ran says. Everyone agrees so fundamentally to the concept of the Rashba. The core Chanan is in the context of Basar and Chalal Blood Yitzchak. When Basar meets Chalal. And Midrabanan, Chazal said, they start making totally differentiations, it's going to get very confusing. So Midrabanan across the board to say Chanan, Bishar, Yisur.
So in other words, what he's saying is, let's
so now, with that in mind,
I need the blue and red.
With that in mind, now let's come back.
I don't care. Right. I'll just use the next one.
Let's come back to our question of restarting the clock.
So therefore, I come to you and say,
restarting the clock. So if I have, if I use my pot,
and I say, no, it's mine.
On Monday night,
either you give me, my $5 for the work.
So I used my pot for tarfas, whether it was that I on that Monday night, I made fleishiks in the milk and pot, or just I stuck, I used a tray for meat in the pot on Monday night. But now the pot is not a tray. And then the question was, well, then on Tuesday lunch, I used it for spaghetti, and then Wednesday morning, I used it for lasagna, for the lasagna shells. So then potentially you've restarted the clock. Because what happened on Tuesday, so there was, at that point it's still a ben yom to the Monday night tarfas. The tray for flavor comes into the water, assuming you have no bit of a shushin. Now you have an explosion of, now you have tray for water. The only water is chanan. I got chanan. Now all that tarfas floats back into the pot. So now you have a fresh, I restarted the clock because I was just, I'll be then, I just cooked the pot on Tuesday of Chadir Nas Nebela. There's no vegetable sheesh, and all the spaghetti was straight. Okay, so then forget about Monday night. Now to deal with the blia of trefa spaghetti, newly trefa spaghetti on Tuesday lunch. So I get to Wednesday morning, I'm toch me eslays to Tuesday.
In the first sense, was saying that you're
so that's going to work if you hold up Chanan B'Shar Yisur, which Ramah does hold up. That's position of time. So then the clock ought to restart. You can think of it as an application of Chanan. The post can also point out you can think of an application of Naparnati Surah, which maybe are sort of related or intertwined concepts.
What's the relationship between Chanan and Tanker generally? Isn't it just if you hold up Tanker?
It's the more expensive option. You
got to
pay the value.
Right, so Chanan is a specific, what's the best way to put it?
Pointer of Mayor, it's
Chanan is parameters for Tom Kicker. In other words, given that Tom Kicker, and therefore, if there's trefa flavor going into the pots, I have to worry about that trefa flavor bouncing out the next time. Now the question is, Chanan asks the question, the second level question, well, what exactly is considered to be trefa flavor? How much trefa flavor do I have here? So Chanan tells me that don't just look at this as like a little bit of this is trade for flavor. Look at what once there's no bits of a shishim, I'm going to now from this point on consider all the food here to be trade. I have to reckon with everything.
But even if it's just the time that left and came back in, meaning why do we need to trace up the whole pot of spaghetti, even if just the whatever time was in the wall?
Because good question. Because when I boil the spaghetti on Tuesday, so I have a migration of trefa, the Monday night trefa flavor gets into the spaghetti in the water.
Right,
it's not baltel v'shishim. So it makes a trefa. Okay, that's step one. That's just basic tom kick. Right? It's no sin tom into the spaghetti, into the water, it's now the spaghetti and water all trefa. Chanan then says, once Tom Kaker told me that the spaghetti and water are treif, I don't just look at this as there's a little bit of treif is mixed in with otherwise kosher spaghetti and water. I say no. I now look at this as the impact of Tom Kaker is that we consider all of this to be treif. And if I take a scoop of the spaghetti and water and throw it somewhere into some other pot, I need shishim not just against the little bits of tarfas mixed in. I need shishim against all the spaghetti. What the nami, instead of taking a scoopful of the spaghetti and putting it into the second pot, I take the spaghetti and it goes back into the first pot. So, and that's how you're...
Without
Chanan...
If you buy it from me, how much are you paying for it?
With greed, it wouldn't increase in quantity, but the same Leos would go out of the spaghetti and would go back to the back. Or is that...
And you pay me $5, and you're getting an extra $5.
No, I'm not paying you... Oh, the schar of your...
You, without, oh, right, without...
The first case
it,
was...
It sort of goes back to what you were saying before, right? You were saying before we first started today with the question we started the talk, you said, well,
why are we here?
Why should, like, from a physical or chemical standpoint, why are we restarting the clock? What changed? Just because the flavor got, took a break in the water for a few minutes and then went back into the pot?
First case is...
Right. Right. So that's why, unless you can recruit, you need new recruits. It's not exactly a Ponzi scheme, but you need to keep bringing in new people, otherwise you're going to run out of steam here. If all you're dealing with is the original trefa flavor of Monday night, it's already, 12 hours old, 18 hours old. So the fact that it takes a break or it takes vacation for a few minutes and the water comes back in, so that, it seems like, we'll see in a moment, I'll show you nafkamina. You should say that alone doesn't, don't say, oh, you took a break, so now you can start your clock again. No. It's an 18-hour old, we already had spent 18 hours with the Harsa Zakadeira. Maybe I won't count the few minutes that it was out in the water, but if it goes back in, and that's my whole concern, maybe it came back in. Okay, so it picks up where it's already has 18 hours under its belt, and now the clock is going to keep ticking. The argument to be to restart the clock is because now there's new stuff that came. What's the new stuff? The water is now trade. Well, how's the water trade if it's in water? No, come on.
In the case where I give you back the water, right? I say, here's the water. Right? So what happened? I put $5 in for the water. I gave it to the pool. I make $5, right? What I'm asking is,
correct. So the original trefa flavor, from the bacon flavor, let's say it was from Monday night, that's already 18. It's already spent 18 hours in the Charas Sekadera, and in another 6 hours, that bacon flavor is going
to
be shot. But we just brought a new trefa flavor. What's the new trefa flavor just brought in? Spaghetti. Spaghetti happens to be trefa because of Chanan, but. Now this is fresh meat. Spaghetti wasn't sitting in Chavos Zakadera. Spaghetti only starts sitting in Chavos. Spaghetti was sitting in my cabinet, and then it was sitting in my pot. The Tom spaghetti only starts sitting in the Chavos Zakadera Tuesday midday. So it's not going to run out until Wednesday midday. So if I catch it, if I use it again on Wednesday morning, boom, treif. Why treif? Why is Wednesday morning's food treif? Not because of the bacon flavor, but because of the spaghetti flavor.
You pay me the lower of the value.
I should not put the spaghetti in. Or the lower of the...
No, so the... My work product or the...
In other words, we're saying it's the spaghetti. The problem was added.
Right,
but the water now itself is trade.
Or whatever the increase
right,
is back.
But the water is tasteless.
Here, why should the comment should be the higher?
You're telling me that this
should be the worth or the value. It should be the higher. If I'm Conan, I should get the higher.
That's very clever. I'm not sure.
Right.
I think the post can do. I threw in the spaghetti to dramatize and so that we don't get lost with it's all water. I understand. I understand. I think the post can talk about just water. Now that is a very good question. So are we assuming that there's
right? Okay. So
the
Shiga, because you change what you said.
A new town just by virtue of the fact that it existed.
Even though you might have made it better,
but it's a new town. It's not an old town, which is.
That's very, very sharp.
I'm only going to give you whatever expenses you gave out, and that's it.
I assumed that the language...
No.
Yeah, you take a look at the Shach quotes the Torah, or you take a look in the Torah. He talks about Chamin. Usually, I think the term Chamin just means Ha'or.
I'm going to give you 15. Only,
yeah.
Only 5.
Shari Surim Kedeshal Isser Shasham Isla is below Isser. If I have a tray for pot, it's the beginning of, if you have a Shokhan in front of you, it's the beginning of Sivkatan Sivvat, Sadi Dal Sivvav, the Shach of Sivkatan Chavet. Or it could peek back at them. At the tour. In this printing of the tour, they don't really have a Sif number. See, that's before this paragraph of the tour, because it doesn't make it to the page. Yeah, it's an anomaly. It's a piece of tour. Sometimes you have things in the Shulchan Aruch that don't originally appear in the tour. Here you have tour that doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch. It lands in the shop. So he quotes the Sefer HaTrumah, Bashari Surim, Kideri Shal Isser, a treif of pot, Shoshos Meis, Leis Blo Isser, it's been more than 24 hours since you used for treif, but Mehuchum of Bacham, Matok Meis Leis, I used the pot for treif Monday night. And then less than 24 hours later, Tuesday lunch, I used the pot to heat Chamin. So Chashiva Kivas Yoma, now you restart the clock.
Well, the assumption is you don't have shishim water, right?
Right.
Once you have less than shishim,
so then the water becomes treif. That's what Baruch is asking. What do you mean water becomes treif? There's no flavor to the water. All it is the tray for flavor, the flavor around the water.
Well, I think that if you don't have shishin, then by definition you do have tam, even though maybe
we assign a tam to the water. Yeah.
You might taste it.
Tama iser shevikidei rapala l'sochama. Why them shishin? Not the bakul misharinim. Not yet. We do consider this.
So I gave you
you do consider this as though it's now fresh time that went in. Baruch is just asking, but Lavaisa, water has no flavor.
Right.
Wait, what do you mean the flavor of water? What's the flavor of water mean?
We don't know that.
So let me turn it around to you differently. So let's leave the pot alone. Let's say I had, again, the pot case, the restarting the clock is sort of like a folding chanan in on itself. Let's talk about a normal chanan case where things, instead of just looping back, progress forward. Right? So from pot one to pot two. So I have a little bit of tarfus that falls into a pot of water. And I was boiling water to make pasta, and I put in whatever ingredient, and then I realized the ingredient is treifs. I say, okay, forget about it, I'm not making the pasta. So I pour it out, I get a different pot, boil the water in a second pot, make my pasta, so on and so forth. But meanwhile, what happened to my... But meanwhile, now I have the tray for water. Tray for water with 3% tray for... 97% water, 3% tray for ingredients. Not a spice. Spice would leave spices out. It must have been the type of
herb. Okay, that makes sense.
Tray for oil, whatever it was. So, and then I take a scoopful. We'll do our the usual chanan sequence. Take a scoopful of tray for water and I pour it in. Just vegetable soup.
That's what I'm telling you.
So do I just need shishim in the vegetable soup connected the tray for oil, the 3% tray for oil? Or do I need shishim in the vegetable soup connected the whole scoopful of water? So I think it is connected to the whole scoopful of water.
In other words, you keep it, I think so. Right.
Even though in economy, water doesn't really have flavor.
$20.
Or let's think of yet another situation. Let's say I have tray for water. Mom is tray for water. How could you have tray for? How could water be tray? How could water be tray?
I don't understand what the
question is. The Baruch is asking this. Baruch was saying, how can you say tom kicker on water? Water has no tom. Let's have tray for water that falls into a pot of soup. How does water become tray?
I mean, is he saying that?
Water shall have Odazar. Water shall have Odazar. You have Nisachamai. They did Nisachamai into Odazar.
Right. But the half of Tzadihei we did it is like. The Havim is like, why are we going to have Hatsari Hay then? Because we're talking about
water
collected from the meat and then milk and then he added the plate from the meat and into the water. If you would have said that, then Hatsari Hay wouldn't even exist.
Right. Parts of it would fail. Yeah, that's a good point. So Lamaisa, all these examples demonstrate, Lamaisa, we do. Okay. Got a fair. Why? We do assign a tom to water. So we don't give water a free pass. There are a couple of din eres halacha outside of But we do say water as unique status. Water and salt are not mazon. Everyone's all water is different, but apparently here it's not. We've had treifa water. Water that was menasech tavod zara. Asmahana also, but leaving the Israel aside, I have a little bit of treifa water falls into my. Not treif because it's balea. The water is treif. The water is treif. And then. Or if you're thinking about Shemitah, let's say I bartered my pair of Shvias for water. Okay, I figured that out. I bartered my pair of Shvias for water, so maybe I can think of a case where the water is going to have two Shvias. Maybe, okay. Whatever it is. I have water, which is a trait, but smuso. It probably does. It's interesting. You're suggesting maybe we should have said that there's no such thing as Tom Kicker and water because it has no flavor. But I think Lamaisa. I think Eric's right. I think what Lai said we do. Okay. So coming to now we've sell that. So let's come back to the core here. So I have the treifa flavor from Monday night's treifa supper gets into the pot of water on Tuesday, whether it's water with spaghetti or just plain water. And now that treifa water, this newly treifa water, is then nivla into the pot. So now I start a new clock, counting down 24 hours for the treifa water until the treifa water will degrade. So if I use the pot a third time on Wednesday morning, I say it's still tochna eislech. Oh. And that's what the shach here quotes from the tour. But we don't say that for basa b'chal. Basa b'chal is the height of Hanan. So he explains. The basa b'chal of Enokin. Shebishlu ba'basa. He doesn't mean basa b'chal. He really means basa. Not even basa and chal. He means basa or chal. Right. If it's just fleshik or just milchik, that's even more chal. Shebishlu ba'basa. Talk me'es la'es. Huch ba'mayim. The achash shas me'es la'es. Shebishlu ba'basa. Shebishlu ba'chal. If Monday night wasn't treif, Monday night was just fleshik supper. A normal, healthy, kosher home. We happen to have fleshiks. You can love the fleshiks probably once. So Monday night we had fleshiks. Fleshiks. No drama, just fleshiks. And then we use the same fleshik pot on Tuesday lunch to make the pasta. Okay. So Naparnat, whatever the Naparnat story is inside, hey? And then I use that fleshik pot on Wednesday morning accidentally to make milchik. So now what? And that's the most common case of all this. Most common is restarting the clock is nothing became trade until Wednesday morning, maybe. So
let's say he's few $5.
So what's the story there? So based on everything we've been saying, look, Lamaise, we do restart the clock. We do restart the clock, but not to the Sefer Truma, according by the Torah, according by the Shach, but not if it's only fleishiks or only milchiks. If it was baser bichal. Or even Shari Surim, and then boiling water within 24 hours will keep things alive for another 24 hours. So that'll restart the clock. It was just fleshik or just milchik, boiling water does not restart the clock. Why? Because we say Chanan b'Shari Surim, we don't say Chanan b'Heter. This is Chanan, but so far nothing's right. And this is, like, once again, sort of, you can call it Chanan b'Heter, you can call it Naparnat, the Heter. We've come back to differentiate between Naparnat Yisura and Naparnat Hetera. Even the Ramah, even with the Rivan, but the Hetera is different. I'm sorry. Let's say that again. Even the non-Rivan, even if you're willing to make it, like the Mechaber, like the Rov Rishonim, like this Pashas Rashi, as Tosis pointed out, that Naparnat is Mutter. Naparnat is Mutter if it's Naparnat Hetera. But Naparnat Yisura is talk of treif. That's exactly this. This is Naparnat de Heter. And this is that we don't say Chanan, even if we say Chanan b'Shar Yisum like Rabbeinu Tam, but we're not going to say Chanan de Heter. So if I cook, if I have a pot of spaghetti and I put in a little bit of cheese, I sprinkle in some cheese and it dissolves in the water. I sprinkle in some Parmesan. Grated Parmesan, it just dissolves in all the water. And it's not batel b'shishim. It's batel b'shishim, so then the water is par. Nothing to talk about. Not batel b'shishim. I sprinkle it with a heavy hand. It was large holes, not the little holes. So it was, you know, it's, I don't know, 3%, it's 97% water and spaghetti and 3% cheese. Straight, it's milchik. But if I take that and I dump that into a scoopful of that into a pot of fleishiks, I only need shishim keneged the 3% parmesan. I don't need shishim keneged the water, because I don't say, even according to my time, I don't say chanan in that case, because there's no nevela, there's no nothing, no iser. The water, power of water doesn't become milchik. Power of water can become kasha, water can become treif. The power of water is not going to become milchik in that sense. So this is very, 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 this is very lemaisa. And that's why this part of the intake you would do on any standard siman sa'idalad, standard bas b'chalav shayla. So one of the first questions always is not, is it ben yom or not? And the way to phrase that, based on this shach, quoting the Torah coin of Shefa Truma, is, was it, have 24 hours elapsed since the last time that spoon was used for hot milchiks? Not since the last time it was used. Since the last time it was used for hot milchiks. Where not for this chiddush of the Truma, you say, well, 24 hours since the last time it was used. We don't say that. We say 24 hours since the last time it was used hot milchiks. Why? Because even if you hold Chanan b'shari surim, you don't hold of Chanan by Hatter.
What basically is that you use for kashrei? Is it the same? Because it's also Hatter.
Yeah, so when used for kashering, occasionally, what do you mean by kashering? Usually you don't kasher from milchik to parv. As a matter of fact, we have a hakpada, we have minig, dafka not, to kasher from milchik to parv. It would work, it gets confusing. Pesach. So now you raise yet another issue, this is machlok tos Ramban. How do you look at chametz kodem on Pesach? Do you look at chametz kodem on Pesach as hetera or isura? That's machlokas in the postgim. Do we... if you kasher, when you're kashering chametz tikkapat, we insist on kashering chametz tikkapat. Kodem is man eser, because achar is man chametz bepesach is us b'mashu, so it becomes very complicated if at all to kasher.
We're not using it for chametz.
But right, I understand. Well, but if I kasher chametz tikkapat a week before Pesach, 2 days before Pesach, whatever it is, so do you need? This is the same issue. Do you need shishim? Do you need shishim in the water connected the pot? It's the same thing. We discussed in the earlier chaburas. Tosis discusses how does it ever work? How does it work to kasher pa? How does Haggalah work? Libun just incinerates. But Haggalah is being conserved, just bouncing into the water, and then it bounces back into the pot. Or is there some sort of Maxwellian demon that tells it, well, you just came out of the pot, you can't go in? Tosis does float that possibility, but they're not very excited. But the Blia is not so intelligent that it knows that I just came out of the pack and go back in, so presumably it does go back in. So then, my honey, what changed? So that's why either we wait for Eina Ben Yomo, so that way when it goes back in, it's we were told it's 2 weeks ago thing, or you have shishim. You have shishim, the water, against the pot, so then everything becomes bottled. But if not, if you have neither, if it's not in a benyomo, if it's still a benyomo and it's not batel shishim, you don't have that much water, so we're worried that the flavor goes out and then comes back in because it wasn't the spot. So as a matter of fact, all the water is getting back in. But that's only if you're dealing with Isser. If you're dealing with Heter, so if you were kashering from Milchiks to Parv, let's say when you kasher Milchiks to Parv, so it's our minig not to take milcha kalim and change them off to fleishiks. But the time we do kasher milchus to parv, unless you had a parv a kli, you accidentally made your parv a knife, fleishik, or milchik. So that happens, and then we do allow you to kasher back to parv. When you kasher back to parv, from milchik to parv, then you don't require weighing me'ez leis. And you don't require shishim. Why? It's another application of this same logic, because that's not banat teter. It is bouncing back and forth. That's fine, because that's heter. There's no chanan b'shari surim. There's no concern of not paranati surim. So in that case, from milchik to parav, if it's all hetera, then we would be okay. The question is, why deal with chametz? Everyone agrees that if it's a reif, so that's the isura. Everyone agrees if it's just a question of milchik or fleshik, so when we get back to parav, that's hetera. What's the story with chametz kodem pesach? So that's a machlokas, I think Tosfos and Ramban, whether we consider chametz kodem pesach to be a teira or a isur. Now, clearly it's not usur, but maybe it already has halachic status. Maybe already has halachic status. It's the sort of thing that becomes trefa on Pesach. So maybe already has status now.
By chametz.
So that's
the whole issue, because if you don't hold chanan by chametz, then you really just the kasher in the that's more than benyomo.
So
the kasher in the more benyomo is really.
Right, so it's a similar type of thing. So I believe we are machner by to treat chametz kodesh on Pesach as isura bala. So we do require either you wait that we always say. That you should wait meisleis before your kasher, or else, unless you have such a big kashering pot that you can have shishin, which is not. If you're kashering one becher, you might have shishin. If you're doing real kashering, so then usually we always say wait meisleis. Why? Because we treat chametz kodesh pesach. We're machmir abachol ketos ramban. Treat the chametz kodesh pesach as isur bala. But if you were just kashering from milchiks to back to parv. Or for inflation, back to power. You don't require any benyomo. You don't require rashish, and that then feeds in, no pun intended, into now. Let's bring this into the Shulchan Aruch. The case of Shulchan Aruch does discuss is related. And the case of Shulchan Aruch does discuss is again sort of now the food counterpart to the first four siman. The first four siifim where I have a fleisha kli goes into the milchik pot. A milchik kli goes in the fleisha pot. Now instead of a fleisha kli, how about if it's fleisha food? Bitzalim al yirakal, shebelua mibasa. I have vegetables that have a blia of fleisha. Like that water we said that where I'd sprinkled in some Parmesan cheese. Ubishlan the kedera chalavas. I have fleisha vegetables that I cooked in a milchik pot.
Wait, how do they become fleishig? If they were cooked already?
Right, correct.
So I cooked them a second time.
Right. Okay. I seared my broccoli in a fleishig frying pan. Check. And now I'm using that pre-seared broccoli, I think, I don't know, vegans, maybe vegan cooks sear the broccoli. And then how vegan can you be if you have a fleishig pan? So, and then I take this, but let's say, whatever, let's say I had to cook the broccoli, I steamed the broccoli, and then I'm making and using it for some larger recipe. So initially I had boiled or seared or fried whatever the broccoli in a fleishig kli, or with even a little bit of fleishigs. Maybe I had I cooked it already with some fleishika sauce, and it was bolea some of the fleishika sauce.
Stir fry, vegetables.
Yeah, yeah. And then I take them and I throw them into some other recipe. So now I reheat them. I reheat them in the milk kapat. I reheat that. I thought it was all fine. I thought it was just part of a broccoli. It turns out that broccoli is not so part. That's fleishika broccoli. And now I reheat in the milk kapat. So now what do? So says the Shulchan Aruch. If I can figure out how much flesh, what the fleshic content is of my broccoli, I only need shishim against the fleshic content. That's exactly the case, just flipping basar al-chal, that's the case we gave before, of the water with the Parmesan cheese mixed in. I don't need to be mevatel, I don't need shishim against all the water. If I take a scoopful of that water to season my fleshic soup, I only need shishim in the meat connected the chal of shabbat. Why? Again, and now the Rama explains. The Loshayach says, Shulchan Aruch gives the psak, and Rama says, the Loshayach lomar chatichan as nevela, hol v'adayin kelo heter. But no one says chanan. The Mechaber happens to be, he says in Simon Sadi Beis, yevim zeh chanan v'shari surim. But this, the Rama says, even I can agree to this one, because even though I hold like a man of Tam in Simon Sadi Beis, that it's chanan v'shari surim, but the here it's not even Isra at all. It's kulo heter. You only need shishim in the meat soup, or in the meat pan, whatever it is, connected the little bit of milchik shabbat. V'kolshkein, here we go. V'kolshkein b'keder shal chalav shebishlu b'mayim toch meis leiz v'yachar bishlu b'basar. I have a milchik kapat, and within 24 hours from the last time you used it for milchik, I use it just for water or for power of a food, and then bishul ba'basar, and then within, so again, Monday I used it for milchiks. Tuesday, lunch, I use it for power. And then, Wednesday morning, I use it for fleishik. Lo armi in the tzarek l'shar k'neged kol ha'mayim, rak k'neged ha'chalav she'bala ha'kedeu. I'm sorry. He's not talking about directly about restarting the clock. I'm sorry, forget about restarting the clock. That's the shach twist. It's this application, the same thing. His Rama taught something simpler. I had a milchik apat Monday night. I use it for milchiks. Tuesday morning, I use it for parv. And then Tuesday lunch, I use it for fleishiks. Or let's say I had a parv apat. I had a parv apat. I made it milchiks on Monday night. I have a parv apat, and I used it for a couple of dabs of butter on Monday night. So I know how much flesh milk is it. Not so much. Whatever the dabs of butter. But then, Tuesday morning, I used it for a whole pot full of parva stuff. So now, what do I need shishim? Shishim connected, and then use it for third time for fleshiks. So I need shishim connected what? Shishim of fleshiks just connected the dabs of butter? Or connected all the whole pot full of stuff I did on Tuesday morning? After all, the chalav came, the butter came out Tuesday morning into all the broccoli and all the eggs and all the whatever I was doing, and it all became milchiks. So, Shchanan! Now it's all milchiks. Now I had a pot full of milchiks that then jumps back into the pot. So he says, no, you don't say Chanan beheter. That's not Chanan. If you say Chanan b'shar yisurim, you don't say Chanan, it's just butter getting into broccoli. It's a garnish. And then again, So this is all important and relevant, but again, as we said, the most significant, the most practical, the by far the most common application of this concept. We don't say chanan be, even say chanan b'shar yisum, we don't say chanan beheter, and that means milk, just milchik, or just parav is even lower level. So the most common application is going to be what the Shach said. The clock does not restart, and this comes up kaseder. This will often make the difference between throwing out food, not throwing out food, between kasher and not kasher. This happens all the time. I think the most common factor to be matir is servetzer shilos is ein benyamo, practically speaking, and this is very common. The Shach comes up all the time. Because very often it will happen that the kli was used within 24 hours, but not for milchiks, not for hot milchiks. I used it in the morning, I used it last night for something, but that something was parv. So this is going to come all the time. So the most common nafka mina is that which the shach raises. Okay, good. There's more coming up. The last couple of Se'ifim will bring in some more of Naparnat, but we'll also be thinking about the issue that we haven't seen since Simen Sadi Aleph, which is how far does flay. Another angle I'm thinking about, practically about Pitzel B'Shishim, is when you talk about cooking things in a pot, so you always assume all flavor spreads everywhere. And you're just looking at shishim connected everything in the pot. But once you get out of a pot, and that's where we're gonna go next in Sif Zion, so then already sometimes the flavor doesn't travel through everything. Sometimes it just travels a short distance. So that's gonna throw off Bain La, as we'll see, Bain Lakl, Bain Lahmer, Hayyu Mashaya or Shishim. Sometimes there'll be a kula that travels less, sometimes there'll be a chumra that travels less. So we'll miss some coming attractions.